What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Journey to Success podcast. My name is JJ Dirksen. I'm your host. It's currently Tuesday right now. I'm over in Seattle, about to fly back in 2 days, fly back to Fresno. Today's podcast, I really just wanted to talk about leveling up and how to level up yourself as well as your circle of influence, because that directly influences you, and why you need to level up and how to level up. Now, no matter what age you are, I'm assuming you probably played some sort of game, some sort of video game in your childhood. Now, like, say you're playing Super Mario and your goal is to get the princess. You're not going to be able to do that right away, and it's going to take many levels and a lot of difficulty in order to get there. Now, when you're on level one, everything's going to be easy. It's just going to be a tutorial. I mean, it's going to be a piece of cake. Then you get to level two, it starts getting harder. And then by the time you get to maybe level 10, you start dying a little bit. You start failing and you start having to start over. And that's kind of a good analogy to life, right? Because I mean, like, it's going to start off hard. It start off pretty easy and then slowly get hard. You're going to have the excitement at first, like, oh, this is going to be so much fun. It's so easy. But then as you continue, you're going to get beat down a little bit. You're going to want to quit. You're going to have to start over a lot, but you're going to have to persevere in order to get to that end goal. You know, that game's kind of like how life is. So similar to the game, in life you have levels. And you're going to have to level up periodically throughout your life. Now, when I say level up, what I mean is not only you're going to have to increase your skills, the people you hang out with, your attitude, your habits, your income, all that's going to level up. And the way you level up the things like I talked about, like your habits, your circle of influence, your skills, when you level those up, your income and your success and your friendships, your relationships, that's going to level up as well. So that's kind of influenced by that. Now, the reason you need to level up is if you have a goal, whether that, say your goal is getting that princess, or your goal is to make $1 million, your goal is to make it to the NBA, whatever that goal is, you're not going to be able to do that with the person you are today. And I'm just saying that right now. You're not going to be able to do that. You can't make it to the NBA. You can't be a pro football player. You can't be a billion-dollar entrepreneur. You can't be an actor on Broadway, but the person you're going to turn into can. So you are not that successful person yet. You don't have what it takes to be that successful person yet. That's why you need to level up and change into that person. And that leveling up is not going to happen easy. It's going to happen through trials and tribulations, through difficulties, through hard times. And that's what's going to make you into that person that is who you need to be. See, LeBron James or Muhammad Ali or Michael Jordan, those people weren't born. The day they were born, they weren't already NBA superstars or boxing superstars. See, the workouts they did, the work ethic they had, the studying they did, that's what turned them into the beasts that they are in their sports. See, you're not going to be ready to go out there and just kill it right away. You're going to have to learn and level up slowly. And you know, it's going to be slowly. It's not going to be right away. Leveling up is going to take a long time. Now, how to level up? When you're leveling up, it's going to be a lot of hard work. I mean, it all just depends on what you're doing. If you're trying to level up habits, you're trying to kick away Instagram scrolling every day, or maybe you check your phone as soon as you wake up. Maybe you want to eat better. Maybe you want to wake up earlier. In order to get those habits and level up those habits, it's going to take at least 2-3 months. On average, it takes 67 days to form a new habit or to kick an old one. So what you're going to need to do with that is you're just going to need to start off slow. Say you want to get down, you want to start waking up at 5. In that case, what you're going to want to do is say you're waking up at 7:30 right now. Slowly just start increasing that. 7:15, 7. 6:45, 6:30, 6:15, 6 o'clock, and slowly start moving that up. You're going to have to slowly level up, and then it's going to be exponential after that. Then when you get on to leveling up skills, that's going to take a lot of hard work. You're going to have to be learning. You're going to have to be seeking out mentors, buying courses, reading books, spending a lot of time in order to learn those. And then finally, leveling up your circle of influence. That one's a tougher one. That one, you're going to have to cut out the old people. And you probably heard me talk about that in episode 3. You're going to have to cut out a lot of the old people. And, you know, that's the hard part. And then what's also equally as hard is finding the new people that are going to level you up and that are on a higher level than you. So you're going to have to network effectively. There'll be a separate podcast coming out on that in a few weeks. But you're going to have to just network effectively and find those people that are going to level you up, that are at the point where you want to be or you aren't yet. Those people are what are going to make you increase the type of being, the type of human being you are. So you need to get those people that are going to challenge you to level up, to increase your skills, your habits, to succeed. Those people are going to challenge you, and that's what's going to get you to the point you want to be. So you're going to have to level up your circle of influence as well as your skills and your habits. Then really the benefits of doing this, I mean, by leveling up these things, your income is going to increase. You're going to start making more money, and most people like the sound of that. You're going to have healthier relationships if that's what you're seeking out to do. You're going to be happier. See, when you level up, you go from the person who plays Xbox on the weekends and doesn't really have any motivation, and you level up into that person you want to be to, who knows, maybe you want to own a $1 million company. You level up into that person, you're going to be significantly happier, because what happiness comes from is comes from having the habits and the skills and the drive and taking the actions necessary that line up with your values. So similar to like how I just said about the $1 million company, say you want to be the best parent you can be, but instead you're never spending time with your kids. You're never taking them out on vacation. They hardly ever see you. So you're not going to be happy. Your values don't line up with your actions. So you level up in that sense, if that's what's important to you. You start taking them out on vacations. You start seeing them more often. Take them out to lunch every week. You're going to be a better parent. You're going to level up your parenting skills, and you're going to be happier. So from that work that comes, just breeds happiness. So I have to recommend working at leveling up every part of your life, because it's going to pay off in the long run. Now, while you're on this quest to level up, like I said in episode 3, I mean, not everybody's going to agree with you. People are going to think you're stupid. People are not going to, they're going to disagree with what you're doing. And, you know, say you are on the journey to being a successful entrepreneur or a successful athlete. Don't listen to what the majority of people are saying. If people are saying you shouldn't do that, it's not safe. If they want you to not quit your job to go in all in on your business, if they want you to, you know, play safe, get a college degree, and, you know, get a high paying 9-to-5 job. Yes, they may have your best interests in their hearts. Even though they have that in their hearts, it's not your best interest to you, because they think that they're helping you out. And, you know, a lot of the times they may not even be trying to put you down or anything, but they're hurting you without knowing it. Because think of this, if you're listening to the majority of the people, that's the majority. You want to be listening to the minority, the people that have actually succeeded what you want to succeed. They've achieved what you want to achieve. There's a reason there's a 97% and a 3%. See, the 3% of the people like hold like 99% of the income, 97% of the world's wealth. I don't know the exact stats. Or it's the 97% who quit are employed by the 3% that never gave up. See, don't listen to the 97% because you want to be the 3%. Don't listen to them. If you want to become a millionaire, listen to a billionaire, right? If you want to be a pro athlete, don't listen to somebody who's never stepped on the court or doesn't have the ability to get to that point. You want to listen to the 3% because the 97% want to hold you down, even if they don't know it. It could be subconscious. Misery loves company. Now, on that topic, a lot of those people still, they may be saying this to you. They may not want to hold you down. They may want you to succeed, but they just don't want you to fail. And by doing that, they're holding you back. They're trying to keep you safe, but they're holding you back. So don't listen to them, no matter what. Listen to the 3%, not the 97%, because there's a reason there is that split right there. That's all I have to say.